Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A disappointing jobs report has angered President Trump. Correspondent Erica Brown reports from the White House. He did something about it.
President Trump ordered the firing of the Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner Erica McIntyre for Friday after a weaker than expected July jobs report showed hiring slowed with only 73,000 new jobs created. And revisions revealed hiring in May and June was much less than initially reported. Without citing evidence, the president claimed the job numbers were rigged and suggested to reporters that the Bureau's earlier numbers could have been manipulated to favor Democrats.
There were healthy numbers in July about car sales, however.
Ford sales up 9% over last July, Toyota 19%, with Hyundai and Kia also posting double-digit gains. Surprising because tariff-related concerns had already sent many buyers to showrooms in the spring.
Many thought that, you know, sales, including myself, there would be some pull forward and that we might have some payback in July. But, you know, we just didn't see it.
Ford analyst Eric Merkel saying pickup and SUV sales remain very strong. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
President Trump's Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff went to Gaza Friday to get a look at an Israeli food distribution site. This as the humanitarian crisis and reports of starvation are getting worldwide attention. CBS News senior foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan says it's also getting attention in the White House.
U.S. official told me the president does realize there's great need beyond food, including a shortage of medical aid, water, sanitation, just very basic services.
President Trump says he's bothered by what he calls highly provocative comments by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. CBS's Charlie Daggett says Trump has responded by deploying two nuclear submarines to what the president calls appropriate regions.
The Navy never divulges the location of their submarines unless they are tasked to do it in order to send a message.
Ghislaine Maxwell, a central figure in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case, has suddenly been transferred from a federal correctional facility in Tallahassee, Florida, to a minimum security facility in Texas. Chris Fox reports families of young women victims are upset.
The accusers and families with a statement saying, "It is with horror and outrage that we object to the preferential treatment convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell has received." Among those also housed at the women's prison in Bryan, Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes and Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shaw.
The Senate's August break is delayed with weekend sessions to move on confirming Trump administration nominees. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, no.
Ah. That's the sound of someone who's misplaced
my debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mira Joyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at your local retailer.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula reports on the aftermath of deadly Hurricane Helene.
We're open for business. That's the message for the nation from businesses across the western North Carolina mountains. Nearly 10 months after Hurricane Helene's deadly epic flooding, Beatrix Mazzotti is a realtor in hard-hit Asheville.
We certainly don't want to forget what happened, and we're still in recovery, you know, across the area, but it feels good to know that we are just stronger together and that we're back.
Many businesses are still closed and countless homes still need repairs or rebuilding. Many sections of the tourist-friendly Blue Ridge Parkway remain closed because of washed-out pavement and bridges. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Black Mountain, North Carolina.
And just like that, the Sex and the City sequel on HBO is coming to an end after the current third season concludes. Showrunner Michael Patrick King says fans will get a two-part finale later this month. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the upper 50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And mostly sunny and near 80 Sunday for the forecast high. 80s are ahead for next week. Currently it's 56.
Just wait and see if Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Gotcha! play around with hearts pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
For the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine. Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And
WRJN.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. New game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. We'll be right back.
8 years. You found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolly. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolly. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept the lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. I
sugar and spice.
Friendship,
friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on and dance all night.
despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, hit dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
What you doing to me? smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door. But that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are. And not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. U.S. stocks were hammered in Friday trading on the combination of a listless job market and new tariffs. CBS News business reporter Jason Brook tells us a weak July jobs report had President Trump so upset he fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which compiles the numbers.
Investors were taken aback by the July jobs report, which not only saw a gain of only 73,000 jobs last month, but revealed massive downward revisions to the prior 2 months' gains, resulting in the weakest 3 months for the labor market since the pandemic struck in 2020. President Trump called the job revisions a total scam.
A spat between President Trump and a former Russian president has resulted in Trump moving some nuclear subs around. BBC's Fiona McDonald explains.
President Trump says he's ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in appropriate regions in response to what he called